Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kara Sherman, and she's the Executive Director for the Wilson Performing Arts Center located in Red Oak. Good morning to you, Kara.
Good morning.
Well, fall is almost here. Do we dare say that? You know,
I can't believe it. The summer has gone too fast.
It has. State fair time and school starting. That means that a whole list of great programs is coming up at the Performing Arts Center, and one kicking off on the 2nd. So let's talk specifically about the program on September 2nd.
Okay. Well, the 2nd is our season kickoff, September 2nd, and it is Casey Musigman and his band. Casey Musigman was on The Voice a couple of years ago. He was on Blake Shelton's team of The Voice, and he's actually an Iowa boy. He's from the Spencer area, and he tours all over the country, and so I decided, you know what, it's time to bring him down to Red Oak. And what's really fun about him is that his bass player is a Red Oak alum, Brandon Uptegrove, who graduated a couple of years ago from Red Oak High School.
Well, that is exciting.
Yeah, really exciting. And so Brandon is playing with that band, and so he gets to bring his band with this guy who's been on The Voice to Red Oak on September 2nd. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're having it out at the Flying A Ranch, which is just out in the country a little ways.
Ah.
We have the Montgomery County Cattlemen that are going to be cooking dinner for us. And so, you know, your ticket price of $25 includes dinner and the show. And it's just going to be a great time. You're going to be able to do some dancing and singing and eating and drinking, and it's going to be just a really fun evening.
So you're helping us to open up the possibilities of programs through the Wilson Performing Arts Center. You don't have to come to the auditorium and sit there looking at the stage.
Right, exactly. Yeah, no, this is just a good old-fashioned outdoor, kick-up-your-heels kind of party. So.
Okay, what a great kickoff. And
yeah.
By September 2nd, the weather should be beautiful, and you'll have a great evening. Where is the ranch located?
The Flying A Ranch is just west of Red Oak.
Okay.
It's kind of out by Hastings, so it's only about maybe 10 minutes from town.
Okay.
And just a nice, big, beautiful ranch. They raise longhorn cattle as well as buffalo, and so it's just a beautiful area to go visit, and they have a great big barn that we're going to be doing this party in. So we'll be having the barbecue and the dance and everything there at the ranch, and it'll be a great time. And again, tickets are $25, and I'm taking reservations now. You can just call 712-623-3183 and reserve your tickets.
And of course, you can go online to get all of this information.
Absolutely.
So.
Yep. If you go to wilsonartscenter.org, you will find a flyer right there on the homepage that will give you all the information about Casey Musigman and his band.
Okay. And I'm thinking, if you're interested, you better get your ticket, because this is going to draw a lot of Red Oak folks.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's going to be a really nice-sized crowd. And, you know, at that point, it's, you know, things have kind of settled down with the summer, and it is Labor Day weekend, so it's kind of a last little summer kick-up-your-heels kind of party. And so I think it'll be fun.
Great fun. You bet. Well, as you said, that's the kickoff to a series of many interesting programs. And let's talk about season tickets.
Yeah, definitely. We have what we call an all-event pass. Now, I have at least 11 events scheduled throughout the next year. And often there'll be something else, like if there's a traveling group coming to town, you know, coming through the area, we might book another show. Well, if you purchase an all-event pass, you're going to pay $199 for that all-event pass, which will get you into everything that we do here at the Wilson for the next year. So it's about a 15% savings off of regular ticket prices if you purchase them just per show. And what's really nice about the all-event pass, you get to pick your seats that you know they're yours for the whole season, and you know you have your tickets, you're just set, you're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything else that I might add in throughout the year, it's already paid for. So it's $199. I'm taking reservations for those at this time also. You can give me a call, and I can take, you know, you can come to the Wilson, and I can get you set up, or I can take a phone call and take a credit card over the phone. It is $199, and that is for our entire 16-17 season.
Okay.
So it's a lot of fun shows coming up.
And you mentioned you get to pick your seats. I guess if you're not familiar with the Wilson Performing Arts Center, I guess, one, it's a nice visit because it's a wonderful venue. And second, if the people can't do that, I'm sure you could give them some recommendations.
Absolutely. And yeah, for most all of our shows, we do reserved seating. And, you know, not that there's really a bad seat in the house, but there's some that are just a little more accessible than others and some that are just really what we call the prime seats. Mm-hmm. So this way you can reserve your seats and you're good to go for the whole year.
And how many does the auditorium hold?
268.
Okay. So we're not talking about thousands of people here. It's
no.
It's a much more intimate than that, and it's
a
wonderful, wonderful space.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Let's, if we have time, I want to go back and review some of those other events. But before we do that, I think we need to talk about your community theater production that's coming up in October. But hey, you got to know about that before October.
Exactly. Yeah, we are doing a great musical called The Addams Family, and it is one of the newer musicals that have been on Broadway, and it is just a ton of fun. Auditions for that production are August 21st and 22nd at 7 p.m. here at the Wilson. Now, the show actually goes up October 26th through the 30th, so it's going to be a really fun Halloween weekend show. But the auditions, again, are the 21st and 22nd. We need a really nice size cast. You know, the traditional Gomez and Morticia and Fester and Lurch and Wednesday, Pugsley, Grandma, Cousin It. You know, we just need a really nice size cast. So if you're interested in auditioning August 21st and the 22nd here at the Wilson, 7 o'clock, I just ask that they prepare a song and be prepared to maybe read something from the script, and that's about it. It's pretty painless. So it'll be a really fun production. I can really encourage people to come be a part of this one. It'll be fun.
And thinking about past productions, we say your folks that have been involved are from all over the area. This isn't a Red Oak
Right.
Even though it's located in Red Oak, this isn't a Red Oak kind of thing. This is a Southwest Iowa, and a great opportunity if you're interested in theater to be a part of it.
Well, that's why people really enjoy participating in our space, because it really is only about a half an hour for anybody to travel over here. So, you know, we just did State Fair this spring, and we had folks from Glenwood and Clarinda and Atlantic and Shenandoah, and, you know, we did some camps this summer, and kids came up from Sydney and Tabor, and, you know, it's just a nice kind of centralized location providing a great opportunity. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun when we have a true community theater, and it's not, you know, only Red Oak audiences. We always have plenty of Red Oak folks that come out for the show, but we also have folks from all over Southwest Iowa, so it makes it a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned when we were talking about the all event tickets, there are things that go on there that are not a part of these planned programs. I mean, you have other community things. You have classes going on.
Exactly. We offer classes in voice and piano, guitar, dance, and a strings program. We have a great strings program with Becky Kia from Stanton. It's called Strings Unlimited, and I think this is the 13th year that it's been in existence. And Becky has about 27 students that she works with from ages 9 through 99. And they rehearse once a week, and they do a big recital in the spring. She is going to be having an open house here at the Wilson on August 15th. That's next Monday from 5:30 to 7. You can come meet Becky and talk to her about how to rent an instrument or purchase one and what the Strings Unlimited program is all about. And then classes for strings starts on August 22nd. So it's a great opportunity. Becky is just a first-class strings player. She plays with the Omaha Symphony, and she tours every Christmas with Mannheim Steamroller. And so she is a great talent, a great asset to have here at the Wilson. So we're so appreciative of her program.
So again, people can go on the web, wilsonartcenter.org, mm-hmm. or give your phone number again one more time, Tara.
Yeah, it's 712-623-3183.
And be sure to take a look at that, because we don't have time to talk about all the details of the wide variety of programs, performances coming up. There's always something there that somebody will love. I mean, you know, if you don't like one thing, you'll like another thing. So
wide variety. Yeah. We have dance classes starting off September 6th. So we have a new vocal instructor that's going to be doing private lessons, as well as some youth choirs. We have a guitar instructor. So we have a piano teacher. Bonnie Viner teaches private piano lessons. So we just have so much going on. And everything really is on our website at wilsonartscenter.org.
Okay.
And you can find all the information you need.
Thank you very much, Kara Sherman, who is Executive Director for the Wilson Performing Arts Center. And Henry Wadsworth Longfellow said, "Music is the universal language of mankind."